to maybe just complete our conversation here by asking you, what are some of the trial concepts out there right now, the trials and trial concepts that you think are going to affect practice in terms of lung cancer, particularly as it relates to checkpoint inhibitors, you know, in the next couple of years?
I think there's a few trials that we'll probably get some insight to even just over the next few months, if not just the year. And those include the large group of studies that are evaluating chemotherapy plus PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibitors. The KEYNOTE-189 study is pembrolizumab with chemotherapy, a phase 3 study that's meant to follow up the results from KEYNOTE-21G.
Again, that's non-squamous?
It's non-squamous, so carbo-pemi.
What about squamous?
And then in squamous, there's a variety of studies evaluating, I think they're all called Empower, evaluating things like carbopaclitaxel with or without atezolizumab. There's studies of carbo plus Abraxane in patients with squamous cell carcinoma with or without atezolizumab. So I think that there's going to be a large bit of data over the next year or so that will help inform just how well, if at all, chemotherapy is contributing to survival when combined with PD-1 inhibitors.
You mentioned the issue of bevacizumab with a checkpoint inhibitor, and I've heard things about like that anti-angiogenics in some way maybe even work through the immune system. What do we know about that, and what do we know about theoretically the combination of an anti-angiogenic and a checkpoint inhibitor?
It does seem like there are some clues, both from the laboratory research as well as some initial clinical trials, that anti-angiogenesis inhibitors such as bevacizumab and others may be synergistic with immunotherapies. There's an experience reported at AACR this past year in renal cell carcinomas. There's been a variety of anti-angiogenesis TKIs in renal cell carcinomas with or without immunotherapies that have been promising. In lung cancer, there's been some small bits of data with ramucirumab and pembrolizumab that have been encouraging. And so I think paired with the preclinical data, I think there's reason to hope that there's some good rationale for antigenesis with immunotherapy.